I closed the door behind me and locked it, and then stood still. In the looking-glass over the mantelpiece, I saw a drawn, pale, agitated face in which all the trouble in the world seemed to reside. It was my own face. I was alone in the room with the ghost. The ghost which, jealous of my love for the woman it had loved, meant to revenge itself by my death. The ghost, did I say? I looked at it. No one would have taken it for an apparition. Small wonder that till the previous evening I had never suspected it to be other than a man. It was dressed in black. It had the very aspect of life. As I stood motionless there, solitary in the glow of the electric light with this fearful visitor, I began to wish that it would move. I wanted to face it, to meet its gaze with my gaze, eye to eye, and will against will. The battle between us must start at once, I thought, if I was to have any chance of victory.